In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Joe Wade for McCullough, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
Real name, no gimmicks.
On 750 AM, KOAL.
So I came to the grave. Real name, no gimmicks.
That's why I ain't got no.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 103.9 FM, 750 AM. Of course, the majority of the show today geared towards the NFL. Kickoff is here. Tonight, we get the Panthers and the Broncos, a rematch of Super Bowl 50. And joining us over the phone to talk about tonight's game and some of the other storylines that are popping up, we have Brian Mejia out of Los Angeles, our Drive Time Sports NFL insider. Brian, we've talked to you all offseason. The NFL has definitely been a year-round sport this past year with relocation, chit-chatter, and then the draft, and then free agency and preseason. It's been fun, but now it's time to kick things off.
Definitely, and it's an exciting time. Obviously, the Super Bowl champs are going to kick off against the team they just beat in the Super Bowl, the Carolina Panthers, so we're going to see what the Denver Broncos got. You know, the Denver Broncos going through a transitional period of it, losing some players on defense and losing their Hall of Fame quarterback in Peyton Manning. So we're going to see what's going to happen tonight, and I'm very interested to see how the Panthers will attack this defense, and I'm very interested to see how they will implement Kelvin Benjamin back into the mix. They didn't have him last year. The Panthers feel that they're going to be a lot better with Kelvin Benjamin in the mix this season.
Yeah, I definitely think so as well. One of the guys I'm really interested in watching tonight from a Panther standpoint is Devin Funchess. I think this kid has all the makings of being just a top-notch receiver, maybe even the number one receiver for Carolina this year. He's a big body. I've watched him since his college days in Michigan. He's kind of a wide receiver and a tight ends type body. Seems like he'll be a perfect red zone target for Cam Newton. I have high expectations for Funchess this year.
I do, too. I think he's going to be pretty good. You know, Devin, obviously, a lot of people have said that he's been the better guy in camp, obviously, over Kelvin Benjamin. Kelvin Benjamin had a stellar rookie season. You know, he tore his ACL last year in training camp. So I think Devin's going to be okay. I think Devin's going to get a lot better this season. Obviously, his rookie year, he hit a little bit of a wall, but that's normal. And I think he's going to rebound this in his sophomore season.
The Carolina Panthers are interesting because this was a team that was favored going into the Super Bowl. A lot of people projected that they would beat the Broncos, and the Broncos roughed them up. This is a young team, an exciting team. The last time we saw Cam Newton, he was sulking behind a microphone, though, and you had 50% of the media tour on it. A lot of people said, don't put a microphone in his face. A lot of people said, well, look, if you're going to celebrate at someone else's expense, you got to expect the same thing when it comes back on you. I'm so curious to see how this Panther team grows and evolves from that experience last year, Brian, because they were the thing. The Panthers were the happening team. Cam Newton was the league MVP, and they got to the Super Bowl, and they were shell-shocked. That's the way I took Super Bowl 50, so I'm curious to see how this team evolves.
Me too. I think this team will evolve. You know, obviously, they have the MVP of the league. They have a top-five player in the league, obviously, in Cam Newton, and I think you know, even though they lost Josh Norman on defense, they still have that very good defensive front. So I think they're going to be okay. And I think they're going to win a lot of games. I think they'll win between 12 and 13 games. And I think they're going to win the NFC South again and contend for the Super Bowl like they did last year. I think the Panthers are a team that's going to be up there the whole year, obviously. And I think Cam Newton's going to be in the MVP conversation for many years to come.
What about the Denver Broncos? You mentioned at the beginning, no Peyton Manning. We thought there was a good chance that Mark Sanchez would be the starting quarterback. I would have been fine with that. I know that a lot of people hate Mark Sanchez for some reason. I think it's a cool thing to do. But based off of what Peyton Manning gave the Broncos offensively throughout the regular season last year, I didn't see Mark Sanchez as a tremendous drop-off. Now you have two exciting quarterbacks with Trevor Siemian and also Paxton Lynch. John Elway has come out and he's backed Trevor Siemian. Says, just go out and play. Your job is secure. That's a big vote of confidence from one of the greatest to ever do it.
Oh, it definitely is. And like we said, Peyton wasn't too good last year. He's statistically the worst quarterback in the NFL, but when he got into the game week 17 against the Chargers, it stabilized the offense, and they were able to win a Super Bowl because of that. So, but, you know, it's going to be hard to duplicate that. I don't think the Broncos are going to have the same success that they had last year. I think the Broncos are going to, you know, they're going to tail off of it, but that's normal. I mean, I think they've had many subtractions from their team, so I think they didn't make, you know, they signed Von Miller to a huge deal, and they had to because he was a Super Bowl MVP and he deserved his money. But and obviously they lost Payton, but you know, and obviously they just signed Emmanuel Sanders to a nice contract extension as well. So I think the Broncos are in a transitional period a bit. I don't expect them to be the dominant team that they were last year. I expect the defense to be dominant, but it's going to be tough to duplicate anything that they did last year in terms of the whole team. I know the offense only scored 19 passing touchdowns, but the running game was good. I'm very interested to see this Denver offense and actually the defense as well, but I know the defense is going to be okay.
I do believe that Trevor Siemian has one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver duo in the league. I mean, it's really tough to top Demaryius Thomas and then Emmanuel Sanders, and the Broncos have both of those guys locked up for the foreseeable future. The backfield, it's a little shaky. I mean, Ronnie Hillman no longer on the team. They draft Devontae Booker, a guy that I really like coming out of Utah. And then you re-up C.J. Anderson, which was a bit of a shock. So when you look at the options and the weapons that Trevor Siemian will have at his disposal, can the Broncos win the AFC West this season?
It's all up to Trevor Siemian. I think, you know, since I think that, like I said, I don't think losing Malik Jackson, I think losing Malik Jackson was a huge deal. I just don't see how they're going to duplicate what they did last year on defense completely. I think they're going to still be a top three defense, but I don't think they're going to be the dominant defense that they were last year. And you know, you would think offensively they would be able to pick up the slack a little more for the whole team, but you know, I don't think it's going to transpire that. Like, I don't think Trevor Siemian can handle the whole load. It remains to be seen, but you know, obviously, you're totally right. Demaryius and Emmanuel are one of the best pair, if not, you know, one of the top five pairs in the NFL, so that could definitely help them out. And obviously, CJ and Devin Booker are going to be a good 1-2 punch in the backfield, in my opinion, as well. But it's going to be hard if you don't have that stable quarterback situation.
Let's move on and talk about a recent trade, Brian, that went down last week. The Minnesota Vikings give up a first-round pick and I believe a fourth-round pick, if memory serves me correct, as they made a move to get Sam Bradford. I was under the impression that Sean Hill, if he could manage a game, would be just fine in Minnesota. That's a team that's going to rely heavily on the rushing attack. They got a fantastic defense. And if the Vikings are successful, it's going to be because of Adrian Peterson in the defense, not because who was under center. Yet they make a move, they go out, they get Sam Bradford, who I think can be a good quarterback in this league. He's had problems health-wise, obviously, and he wasn't in the best situation last year in Philadelphia. Did they give up too much for Sam Bradford, or are you okay with this deal?
I'm okay with this deal. This team needs to be in the playoffs. This is a playoff team, and they need to get the best situation possible. And Sam Bradford was available for trade, and you know, it's kind of steep to give up a first-round pick when you have a guy like Teddy Bridgewater, but you know, who knows what's going to happen with his career. But when you could get a guy like Sam Bradford, you get him.
All right, Brian, let's get a little bit more abstract. I'm going to let you play psychic here. I'm going to throw out some scenarios. You tell me what's going to happen. Sound good?
Definitely.
All right, let's start with division winners, and we'll begin with the AFC East. Who wins this division this year?
New England. I don't think anybody's going to be able to take the take that division in the first four games when Brady's not playing. So I think Brady's going to come back and they're going to cruise to the AFC East again.
When Brady comes back, does he come back with something to prove this year? Do you see him coming back and trying to throw four or five touchdown passes a game?
He's going to rip up the league. Plain and simple, he's going to rip up the league. I don't see how he has any remorse for the league, and he's going to kill the league again. Definitely. That's what Tom Brady's going to do.
All right, AFC North, who wins this division?
The Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to, you know, run through the North. I think if Ben stays healthy, then that's an absolute that they're going to win the AFC North.
The AFC South.
I'm going to surprise you a bit. I have the Tennessee Titans. I think the Tennessee Titans are going to win the AFC South. I think that running game that Marcus Mariota is going to have with DeMarco and Travis, with Derrick Henry, I think that's going to be the key to everything. And I think Jacksonville is going to be a good team as well, but I think it's going to come down to Jacksonville and Tennessee, obviously, and I think Tennessee is going to squeak out the division. I think that's going to be the surprise of this year.
Who wins the West, the AFC West?
That's the toughest one. But I think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the AFC West.
I agree with you there.
I think they have the firepower to do it. And I think they have the coaching staff and the quarterback to you know, be a... Obviously, Alex is a game manager, and I think Andy's going to call the right plays, obviously, the whole year. And I think the defense is stout, and I think they'll be able to win the AFC West this year.
Let's move to the NFC. Who wins the East?
The Giants. I think this is the year Eli Manning and the Giants breaks through, and I think they're going to win the East this year.
Okay, how about the North?
Green Bay. The Green Bay Packers, obviously, they have Aaron Rodgers, and we don't need to know the resume that he has, and I think they're going to go ahead and win the NFC North this year.
There's a good chance I think Green Bay wins the whole thing. I'll get your prediction on that in just a second. Who wins the NFC South?
Oh, the Carolina Panthers. I don't think there's any way the Carolina Panthers don't win the NFC South. I think they're a team that's obviously top three, top four team in the NFL, and I think they're going to win the South again.
Yeah, I think that's probably the easiest one to call. And then we have the NFC West.
The Seattle Seahawks. I think the Seahawks are going to return to be the NFC West champs. I think the Cardinals are still going to be really good, obviously. I think both of those teams are going to make the playoffs, but I think the Seahawks are going to win the NFC West.
And give me your Super Bowl pick, Brian. Who do you have?
I've been going through this almost the whole offseason, thinking about who I think is going to win the Super Bowl, and I finally came to a decision yesterday, and I think it's going to be the Packers over the Steelers. I think it's going to be a repeat of Super Bowl 45. I think those two teams are going to meet in the Super Bowl again. We're going to have a shootout, and it's going to be a good one.
All right, we'll end with this. Over, under, number one draft pick Jared Goff suits up 8 games this year. Over or under?
Over, because I don't think Case Keenum is going to keep that job for long. I don't think the Rams are going to win in San Francisco on Monday night. I know everybody thinks they are, but I think that's a trap game. I think that's a game where they're going to get trapped in San Francisco, and I think San Francisco is going to beat them. They can. The weird thing is that I think they're very capable of being the Seattle Seahawks in Week 2. But I think this game on Monday night is a trap game for them. I think San Francisco is ready for them, and I think it's going to be a little tough for the Rams to win that game. But obviously, Week 2 is going to be not an easier team to play. But I think it's going to be a little more hyped up for them. I think they're going to be able to come in Week 2 and win that game, and I think Jared is going to suit up for the next couple weeks. I don't think Case Keenum is going to be the long-term solution past Week 8 for this football team.
Brian Mejia, our Drive Time Sports NFL insider. He's joined us throughout the offseason and now the regular season. It's upon us. Tonight we get the Panthers and the Broncos. Brian, it's always great to get you on the show. Thank you for the time.
Appreciate it, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, we're going to pause for just a moment. We have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this.